Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Live, your favorite live call-in radio program that comes to you from the perspective of peace, liberty, freedom, and prosperity. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Your mother.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
Nobody's my mother.
You bastard.
Son of a motherless goat.
I guess that would make me a bastard.
And it would have to.
Yes, indeed. 603-283-6160.
Super bastard, if you can't identify your mother.
No, I thought a super bastard needed to wear a cape and have powers.
Ba-da-da-da.
Super bastard to the rescue. 603-283-6160. You want to do mystery caller? Mystery caller, you're on Free Talk Live, unscreened. You're live and on the radio. Hello, mystery caller. Going once. Mystery caller going twice, wireless caller going three times. All right, well, I guess they didn't really want to be on the show.
They're wireless now.
So, where should we go next? How about this? We talked a little bit about guns already today. This is from Fee. What is Fee?
The Foundation for Economic Education.
Thank you, FEE.org. The federal government's own study concluded its ban on assault weapons did not reduce gun violence.
Shocking.
But they want to do it again anyway because ineffective solutions are their favorite solutions.
Well, they didn't lock down hard enough.
So there has been some recent legislation proposed in the United States regarding guns and things of that nature, and generally, there always is. It's an ongoing battle. The government wants to take away your ability to defend yourself, and they should have no say in that whatsoever. As a free man who is responsible and taking responsibility for himself and his own security, the government should have zero say in any of that.
Well, certainly anybody who's routinely engaged in felonies like extortion and murder should not be making my security decisions for me. And that's what government does, extortion and murder.
Agreed. And when these politicians come out and they talk about
also
how...
Also kidnapping.
Yeah, these politicians come out and they talk about, you know, how, oh, well, blah, 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 and you don't need a gun for this and you don't need a gun for that. Great. Show us how it's done. Stop having bodyguards with guns. Stop, put down the guns of government. Have your police put down all their guns. Have the military put down their guns. Show us
how it's
done. And if
you provide a good product, people will still buy it.
Show us.
But you don't and they won't.
Show us how it's done, government. Put down your guns first. Show us how to get things done without violence, without murder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the people who support these ideas, I mean, they really just want to feel like they're doing everything they can. And if there's some...
Even if it's stupid.
Yeah, even if it's stupid, even if it doesn't work, even if it causes tremendous trouble by doing it, as long as they're trying, we gotta do something. Why isn't anyone doing anything? We gotta do something about this, even if what we do always makes it worse.
So this article is from a little like June 6th, so they make some references that are a bit outdated. However, the 1994 assault weapons ban, there are numerous problems with this proposal, starting with why the sticky question of defining what an assault weapon is. Assault rifles, which by definition are capable of selective fire, are already banned under the National Firearms Act of 1934. The vague phrase assault weapon is basically a tautology by definition. Any weapon can be used to assault someone and virtually useless. The term might be effective politically, but as the economist Thomas Sowell has pointed out, the guns politicians choose to define as assault weapons typically are no more dangerous than others that are not specified.
But they look scary.
They're black. They're even racist when it comes to guns.
Wow, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. We know this because the U.S. had a ban on assault weapons as recently as 2004, something gun control supporters recently pointed out on Twitter. We had an assault weapon ban for 10 years, 1994 to 2004, said Dr. Joanne Freeman, a historian at Yale University. The world didn't end. People kept their other guns. They bought new guns. It was hardly an attack on gun ownership. The Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act.
Unless you're one of the millions of people who's out thousands of dollars as a result of an ineffective program.
Right. The Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act of 1994 targeted firearms deemed, quote, useful in military and criminal applications, but unnecessary in shooting, sports, or self-defense.
No military uses the AR-15, which is a semi-automatic rifle. They use full-auto M16s, M4s, and other such weapons. And, God, if the morons in our government want to convince me of anything about guns, the first thing they would have to do is actually know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, you know, I mean, if a gun looks scary, then it's obviously a criminal gun.
They all look scary. They'll kill if you're looking at the wrong end of them.
Yeah, well, and
I will point out that this isn't what we mean when we say black guns matter. We mean to say that we're very much in favor of putting guns in the hands of black people because you were the ones they wanted to keep disarmed when gun control was invented.
Oh, yeah. It was. Ronald Reagan actually signed the bill that outlawed open carry in California. Well, why the hell did he do that? Because the Black Panthers were open carrying. Well, Ronald Reagan isn't around anymore, and I'd like to see the Black Panthers come back, because the Black Panthers did a lot of good I don't agree with all of their politics, but I don't have to, because they weren't interested in controlling me or my community.
You to follow their politics.
They were interested in helping out their own community, and they did a good job of it in a lot of ways. They also invented cop blocking, and cop blocking is a wonderful thing.
Well, I was referring to the very first gun controls, which happened directly after the freeing of the slaves.
During Reconstruction, they were trying to stop black people from forming militias to defend themselves against the Ku Klux Klan.
Exactly.
So during this 10-year period of bans on assault-style weapons, there was a decline in crimes committed with firearms that were banned, but the drop was replaced by crimes committed with other types of firearms that were not banned.
It reminds me of my favorite Archie Bunker line ever. Gloria, the little idiot, says, do you realize that 30,000 people a year are murdered by firearms in the United States? And Archie looks at her and says, would you feel better if they was pushed out of windows, little girl?
Yes, and it is true that the choice to kill always happens before the choice of weapon. So,
that's true.
And you can see this in places where, you know, guns are banned, places like Australia, parts of England, right, where the police yell halt, or I'll yell halt again, right? People just use other weapons.
Actually, since they outlawed guns in England, the police have had to arm themselves because the violence has gotten so much worse.
Now, I got a quick question. Have you ever been asked by a policeman when they pull you over, do you have any weapons in the car?
I have.
That is the most idiotic question I have ever heard in my life. And I will answer truthfully no, because right now I haven't decided to make any of them a weapon. But I'll tell you what, I can turn just about anything into a weapon.
Yeah, that's a lot of the principles of, Jeet Kune Do, ninjutsu, some other martial arts I can't think of off the top of my head, where, like, the idea is that anything can be a weapon.
And it's that same principle. If you decide that you're going to kill people, you're going to kill people. And if you can't do it this way, you'll do it that way.
Do you have a weapon in the car? Yes, I have my squishy frontal lobe.
My weapon is the car. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live in the studio. Tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, the library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with well over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line about COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. I am surprised it still exists.
I really am, too.
Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel. Just visit video.freetalklive.com. If you do want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Again, follow us on Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com.
And in the meantime, don't tell YouTube we're not communists.
I do want to make mention of something that I only mentioned one time, maybe about a week or so before it happened. There is an HBO television series called The Anarchists. This is a 6-part documentary series. I believe the jazz music.
Yeah.
It is a 6-part series. And I believe episode number 2 is going to air tonight. It's a HBO Max production. It follows a bunch of very freedom-oriented people through the events of the last 6 years. They followed them around for 6 years surrounding Anarchapulco, one of the largest freedom events.
Well, I got followed around for 6 years and it was the FBI.
Yeah, maybe we should make a nobody documentary.
Somebody should.
We need a filmmaker.
Somebody. Well, we've got Bo.
Okay.
Well,
and we've got a voice guy, right? We can employ Zeus.
So, yeah.
We need an editor.
Find somebody to finance.
Yeah, and produce it. At any rate, that's going on. If you want to hear about the non-aggression principle and some folks who subscribe to that and their perspective on the events surrounding Anarchapulco over the last 6 or so years, tune into that. So far, I've seen episode 1. I invited a few close friends to view it with me, and will continue to do so throughout the series. So far, it's not a hit piece. So far, I've only seen it. There's only one episode out, so episode 2 will air tonight.
It's so nice when they do something about non-communists and it's not a hit piece, and so rare.
Well, and yeah. I think a lot of folks are disappointed because it seems to focus a bit on Jeff Berwick, who's the founder of Anarchapulco. He also used to do a YouTube thing called Anarchast.
I liked Anarchast. It was a good show.
I also did enjoy his YouTube channel. But I think the reason they can get away with telling this story and it not be a hit piece is because it all happens outside of the empire of the United States.
Right.
Right. So Jeff Berwick, being a Canadian guy, made some money during the dot-com era, sold his business, and, went on down to, he ended up, sort of putting down roots in Acapulco, Mexico, and, one day starts this Anarchapulco, this freedom conference, because he was tired. So the whole thing happened. He was tired of going
being the only anarchist around.
I was going to say, because that's a lot of work to do when you're tired.
He was tired of coming to America for all these freedom conferences and having to get harassed by the TSA and, produce all sorts of documents and paperwork. And
shove this into your brain and then bend over, please.
Thousands standing around.
So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that because it is airing Sunday nights, HBO Max. We're doing our viewings on Mondays, so, give it a watch. Let us know what you think. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Robert calling from Charleston. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that in 1917, after what they call in Russia the Great October Revolution, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin...
I didn't think it was so great.
Well, the communists thought so, at least the ones at the top did, but the workers were not so sure. So anyhow, he went to Vladimir Lenin, loved to go to the factories to see how the workers were doing and to say hello and to do a little public relations. And he saw a worker with a gun, a rifle. So he walked over and tried to take it from him. And the guy pulled back and he said, "Нет, это можно годиться," which means, "No, this could come in handy." So even then, the workers were still very suspicious, apparently, of the communist leadership at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to solutions, that was the only part Marx got right, is arming the workers.
Yeah, and Marx actually, a lot of leftists won't realize this, but Marx said that any attempt to disarm the working people of wherever you are must be resisted by force if necessary. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I saw a meme recently going around the internet, and it's something like this. The reason that they want to disarm you is because they're afraid that what they're about to do to you will result in you taking aim at them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really the only reason to disarm people. Now, yeah. They will have what is referred to as useful idiots who, the problem with all these things is all the guns. All this gun violence exists because of the guns. So, I mean, honestly, I assume that these are mostly well-meaning people who simply don't know any better. Now, as far as they're concerned,
they really should spend their time cutting off their dicks to fight rape, though.
Yeah. That's about as useful, it really is. And as far as those people go, I trust their sincerity. Like, they're tired of hearing the news constantly drone on about the next gun violence thing. But as far as the people who are organizing and funding these movements, now what they want is to disarm the population because they're about to pull some ass that everyone is going to want to fight, and they want no one to be able to.
Probably the same people who are organizing and funding these mass shooters who, you know, it's kind of amazing, this 18-year-old kid who did a shooting, he worked at, like, Walmart or something. Mm-hmm. He had, like, $20,000 worth of guns. Where'd he get that? You know? Interesting question. Top of the line AR-15 clones. You know, the $1,000 version, not the $300 version. Where'd he get that? Somebody paid for it. Wasn't him.
These are the questions, and very good questions. And
why did the Texas police protect the shooter against the parents?
Again, more good questions. 603-283-6160. If you have the answers, give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The House Select Committee looking into the January 6th insurrection has issued a subpoena to the Secret Service Friday, that following a government watchdog accusing the agency of erasing text messages from January 5th and 6th of last year after the watchdog's office requested them. The text messages could provide insight into what the agency did that day, as well as the actions of now former President Trump. The agency said the messages were replaced as part of a long-planned device replacement program. Crews south of France continue to fight wildfires that have consumed more than 22,000 acres. More than 1,200 firefighters have been deployed. The wildfires are among dozens across Europe that are driven by a heat wave. The National Weather Forecaster in France is predicting temps of at least 104 degrees Fahrenheit to the country's Atlantic coast. This is USA Radio News. President Biden said that he brought up the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Ellie Andrews has more from Los Angeles.
With respect to the murder of Khashoggi, I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it.
Biden went on to state that the Crown Prince responded by saying he was not personally responsible for the murder and that the action was taken against those who were responsible. With the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The president left the Middle East without explicit assurances that the Saudis will pump more oil to ease gas prices. But Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al Jubeer told CBS News that it likely won't help the U.S.
America has a shortage of refining capacity. No refinery has been built in decades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition. And before we get back to your calls and your thoughts, I want to say thank you to Eric Haley. Eric Haley is a gold level amplifier. What does that mean? That means Eric finds enough value in this particular radio program that he wants to support us. And he went over to amps.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P-S. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Amps.freetalklive.com. And he decided to become a contributor to this program. Where does that money go? Well, that money goes primarily to get us onto more radio stations. So if you enjoy the subjects, the perspective, the hosts, the co-hosts, the cast of characters, the callers that we have, if you're just an avid listener, if you're a caller yourself, and you derive value out of this program, please consider becoming an amplifier. Help us spread the message of liberty, freedom, peace, and prosperity to more people. Thank you again, Eric Haley, for your contributions and for being an amplifier. Amps.freetalklive.com. All right, moving right along. Let's go to, we've got Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think this campaign against guns is actually a kind of just a campaign at bottom, a campaign against self-defense. You can see this in homes and in schoolhouses, too. The person in charge says, don't fight. If somebody does something to you, come to me. But you come to the person in charge, and the person in charge, why do you keep quarreling? Why do you keep bothering me? And doesn't want to do anything about it. And in the schoolyard, you see, if somebody kicks you in the shin, well, you don't, you come to the person in authority, and nothing is done, short of a lot of words. This is hypocritical garbage, and that's the way it often carries on.
Yeah, you don't see anybody trying to ban, Taekwondo dojos, right? Because, everybody's that's self-defense. Well, okay, but so is owning a gun. That is self-defense.
Mm-hmm. But, that's probably a future step. Do you know that in England, you can't buy cutlery without going through what we have to go through to get a gun?
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy a knife.
Yeah, and I do honestly wonder if in England it's going to reach a point where the muggings will simply be a matter of proving that you know martial arts. And then give me your wallet.
No, the criminals
they've
have
banned
weapons.
Well, I mean, they've banned the knives. How long before they ban the chains and then pieces of pipe
and forks and spoons and plates? Jill, your thoughts?
Screwdrivers.
And what if the person, what if the antagonist didn't actually kill you or take your car? What if he just kicked you in the shin? From what I understand from way back, more than about 60 years, give a bully an inch, he'll take a yard.
That's a fact.
So you shouldn't give him an inch in the first place.
And, that's interesting you bring that up because...
And government is a perfect example of that.
And that's exactly what I'm getting at. There was a time not too long ago, maybe in the last decade or so, when there was this big push, media, government, big push, anti-bullying. Remember this? It was all over the media and all that kind of thing. And they had to be very careful that they didn't point this anti-bullying campaign against themselves because government meets the definition of bully.
Hmm.
Well, I don't say government in itself is necessarily like that. We need
the evidence says otherwise.
Criminals, but we attack.
Well, I mean, okay.
Controlled by a constitution.
The thing is, it's
in
not
what
controlled
way has it
by
ever been controlled by a constitution?
Well, okay, all three of you. Somebody go first.
Well, I mean, nobody and I are saying the same thing. When has it ever been controlled by the
in
constitution?
Stereo, we're available.
Jill, when has it been controlled by the constitution?
It's not perfect, but we've had amendments and things.
It's not good. It's not neutral.
Hmm.
It's not even good enough that you would pay for their services if they didn't threaten violence if you didn't. I don't want the government defending me because mostly they defend me from my own choices. And
they do a lot of that, but we have to change the basic thing about government that its only purpose is to protect human beings from force and violence and to punish same. And
that's
it's
never
not
been true.
Or it's not, it's only proper purpose.
And
it shouldn't be allowed to mess with education and all that other garbage.
Yeah, but the market can
You're
provide
right.
all of those
in,
things.
In theory, that is supposed to be the purpose of government as laid out in the Declaration of Independence. It is to secure these rights that governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The problem is, with respect to me, all of their powers are unjust because I do not consent.
Nor have I ever.
And the reason is I don't buy my security services from extortionists. And when you say, if you don't buy my security services, I'm going to come back and hurt you, that is a crime right there. It's called extortion.
What I say is when you bring the government down to its proper functions, you can institute a system of voluntary financing, a law enforcement fee, which if you don't choose to pay it, well and good, but then it won't do you any good to call 911 because the police won't come to this address.
I agree
with
what
you
you're describing there is bringing it down to zero. Like, that is bringing
it
down to zero.
Anymore at that point because the definition of government is they force you to pay for it whether you want it or not.
Well, you see, under my system, that wouldn't be done.
Yeah.
Well, then
undermine
think,
either.
Well, it sounds to me like you're an anarchist then.
I mean, no, I'm not.
Well, no, I mean, so here's the thing. If you give them any monopoly, especially a monopoly on force, the initiation of force, if you give them any monopoly, they will expand to their current size and beyond.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Initiation of force? I'm talking about retaliatory force.
Well, they're the ones who are allowed to nab you and put you in a cell, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, it's as soon as they can tax you, or they can use their powers in some capacity other than defending others against you, and anybody can do that. If I'm beating somebody else, somebody up, everybody and anybody has the right to make me stop. Okay, by force if necessary, you know, but nobody has the right to say, hey, if I see somebody beating you up, I'm going to stop them, and therefore you have to pay me whether you like it or not, whether it happens or not, and whether or not I deliver the services that I'm promising.
Well, I just proposed a law enforcement fee, which would be voluntary.
Yeah.
The incentive being a sort of insurance against crime.
And I would agree
with
you there.
Perfectly with an anarchist worldview.
I just wouldn't call it a government at that point, because if it's not forced on everybody at gunpoint,
right,
it's not a government.
What I don't want, Jill, is I don't want only one choice in security provider. Because if the provider of the security, this, you know, crime deterrent organization, if there's only one of them, I have no choice. They're a monopoly. I want choice, because if they do a bad job, I want to be able to take my business elsewhere. Thank you for the call, Jill. We appreciate you.
Every monopoly becomes corrupt.
It certainly does. 603-283-6160. That's our number here at Free Talk Live. I wish more people would come to the conclusion that violence is not the answer, and that's all government is based on. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Well, it's the final segment already. If you've missed any of tonight's program, feel free to go over to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. We've got archives going back longer than I can shake a stick at. So there's a whole bunch of episodes there. You can catch up on classics.
How long can you shake a stick?
I'd say about a decade or so.
I mean, do I have to do it 24/7? Because that, you know, if I could like take
your arm would get tired after a decade of shaking the stick.
Yeah,
so. I don't like to shake my stick in public.
Mm.
This is Free Talk Live, so of course we're a live call-in radio program, and let's just go right away to your calls and your thoughts. We have David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of not liking to shake his stick. What was that German phrase? Oh, and this is leading into cocaine-snorting judges that beat their girlfriends.
Are you talking about cocaine-snorting the judges or the judges snorting the cocaine?
Oh, I thought he said propane.
They probably snorted that, too, and I'm not sure which direction it goes. Knowing these judges, I've heard accounts, it's probably all of the above.
All right, go ahead.
So this guy comes up to me before the show, and he says, "Hey, you want to snort?" I said, "Sure."
There you go, just like that. The pig. Tie that in there. And that German sentence you guys were making use of earlier. What was that?
Ich liebe dich.
So that's I love dich. What was that?
Dich. It's you. It's informal you.
Oh,
as opposed to Ich lieben Sie, which would be I love you formally, which is just an absolutely awkward sentence.
So it's not like the shortened form of Richard.
No.
So you don't love Richard. Okay. All right. Good. Good. Just want to get that clear.
No, with a D, not an R. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Get to the cocaine snorting judges.
It's right here, man. It's right here. I brought to you, this is coming from Joe Monahan's NewMexico.blogspot.com. Joe is a retired mainstream journalist, well-known in Albuquerque, and has his little blog here to blow the whistle on fun stuff to blow the whistle on. And I shared with you last weekend an article, first of two articles, on this situation where these cocaine-snorting judges were beating their girlfriends. We won't get through this one because this is longer than the other one, but we'll use it as a guide here and entertain ourselves and inform the public, especially those in New Mexico.
Get to the point, David.
This is the point. This is the point. You're being very shallow. This is the point. I'm sorry if I have to go to the second grade version. Woman in jewel case speaks. I love him, she declares, talking about Judge Tommy Jewel. She was having an affair with him on his wife, Angela Jewel, who was the judge that trafficked my case the year before this woman gave this interview to this reporter. Condemns secretary as Jewel bows out. Plus, odd twist, this woman that he was having an affair with was a student of the governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson. He taught a class at the, what's that word, Captain? Nepocestuous. Nepocestuous. There you go, because that very well describes New Mexico, as you see here, that the judge in my case, her husband, who's also a judge, having an affair, and the woman he's having an affair with is a student of the governor of New Mexico.
Okay, so David, it's like Days of Our Lives here. We don't need the background and everything. Get to the cocaine snorting judges,
that,
man.
Okay. Well, if you want to know about just the cocaine part, we can save all the other exciting details for later. The cocaine part is if we just go all the way down to the bottom of this article, this woman was beat up by this judge, Tommy Jewel. Remember, at least that was the allegation, and because she filed a police report, and there was a criminal complaint sworn out, and it was a court case.
Okay.
And
all right. Thanks for the call, David. I didn't hear anything about cocaine snorting judges in there. Let's move right along.
But the police flag is black and blue, just like 40% of their wives.
We've got Jacob in Alabama. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. What's on your mind?
So I was just curious. You know, living in Alabama in the central of Montgomery, most people here are pretty left-sided. And I was curious to ask you guys, you know, with the upcoming election in 2024, I heard some backlash of people saying that Trump was going to try to run for president again. And the issue that most people have run into here is, you know, we all voted against Trump because, you know, we didn't like what he was saying. He's a bad person in general. But the issue we've come into is that the economy and the gas prices and mostly everything is just shot up the moment we have him not in office. So I guess I was just curious to ask, what are you guys' opinion on this?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I would point out is that if you're a decent human being, you're not going to be president, because in order to be the president, you have to do things like murder children. And that's not something that decent people do. But yet,
right.
When they drop bombs on random villages, those villages have children in them. And so they are murdering children. So anyone who occupies such an office is going to be a horrible, horrible human being, because they're willing to make their living murdering children.
Yeah, I think
they're also willing to engage in extortion, force people to pay for products they don't want at gunpoint. So you know, not being a decent human being is not really a good way to judge a candidate, because they're all horrible.
Yeah, so I think what really upset people the most about Trump was that he didn't maintain decorum. So he didn't, you know, give the illusion of being a wonderful paragon of humanity while doing all of these unspeakably evil things, while helping the Yemeni genocide go on, for example, while, you know, bombing and murdering all of these innocent children, while extorting countries, as a matter of fact, not only individuals. Like, that seemed to be the really big problem. But he talked
right.
about his penis size on television. Yeah, but was he any more evil than every other bastard who tries to become president?
Well, the funny thing is, he's actually the only president. And for the record, I'd never voted for Trump. I voted for Joe Jorgensen and Gary Johnson. But, you know, he's the only president, perhaps during my lifetime, or at least since Carter, who didn't start any new wars.
I'm glad you brought up the voting part, because there is some blame to lay here at the feet of everybody who did vote. Now, they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Well, We have the largest empire to ever exist in Earth's history. What was supposed to be an experiment in the smallest government ever. That's what the founders, you know, sort of, I'm paraphrasing all of their words, but that was the idea, was that they wanted to have the smallest government possible, right? And it was an experiment because nobody had ever done this before. It turned into the largest empire ever in Earth's history, and that's what we have now. Now, how did it get that way? There's some blame to lay at the feet of people who vote. Until Americans can pull their heads out of their collective asses and get out of the left-right blue-red paradigm and start looking at people that might do things a little bit differently or have a different philosophy on it, until that happens, we're going to keep getting this bowl of crap, and the bowl is just going to continue to increase in size regardless of the Democrat or Republican that's in the chair. And I maintain that it's the chair itself that's the problem.
And I would say that there's blame to be laid at the feet of everyone today who is exclusively transacting in U.S. dollars. You have other options, people. You can transact in silver. You can transact in gold. You can barter. You can use cryptocurrencies. You have options. But instead, you are trading your time, your most valuable asset, the one thing you can never replace, and you are trading it for their ability to create destruction. That's what dollars are. They are nothing more or less than the ability of the United States Empire to murder people around the world and make your time pay for it.
Anything else, Jacob?
Absolutely nope. True. When you trade in their money, you put energy into their system, because that's what money is. It's energy.
We are out of time. Thank you to our callers, our listeners. Thanks to you guys for doing this program with me here tonight. If you missed any of this, find our archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.